He's the head coach, Sioux Falls Storm, Curtis Riggs, on the program. Coach, congrats on the championship over the weekend.
Thank you.
I heard you say that this year you were the most nervous than you had been in years past. Why was that?
For the championship game. For the game, the final game is, I usually don't get, I don't get very nervous for the games. But this one, I felt more pressure for this game than any of the others that, you know, as we were going through that long winning streak or the undefeated seasons or the first title, any of those. And that was because we've accomplished so much in the arena, and I just did not want people to, you know, feel like, well, it was awesome, but yeah, we ended with a loss after a long winning streak there. And I wanted the organization, the guys, the fans to all, you know, have that sense of accomplishment that we finished on top in there.
So could you say that maybe you didn't want to let the fans down and let everybody down then with a loss?
I think it was everyone as a whole. I didn't want our players to have to be, oh, you were the part of that team that, you know, ended the winning streak at the very last game in there. I didn't want our fans to, God, they were great, but they, you know, we lost that last one in there. I think it was a sense of everyone, because everyone's been so involved with this whole thing, with the arena, the winning streak, everything that we've done in there. And so I think it was a group collective effort, but it was kind of nerve-wracking, though.
42-game home winning streak. All-time record at the arena, 112 wins, 14 losses. And I bet those 14 losses, you still know which ones they are, Coach. But since 2006, you're 82-3. And we were just talking about, I mean, you've got it down, Coach, as far as what it takes to win championship games. What about ownership, though? When it comes to ownership, is it because Todd Tryon has spent money bringing these guys here? How much does the ownership play in this run that you've had with the Storm?
Well, the ownership, you know, the ownership's a huge factor, but it's, I can definitely tell you, it's not from spending money on bringing people in. That's for sure. You know, the players get here themselves. It's the way that the ownership is Todd is, he's been at all the levels. He's played, you know, for the Storm. He coached for the Storm, and now he's been an owner to where he's been very active and now been able to hire the right people under him to where he can pull himself away and just pretty much be a fan of what's going on. That's what makes him such a great owner, is he lets me coach. He lets Tyler Peterson and I find the right players. He lets his front office people do the promotional stuff. And that's what has made us so successful. Now, Todd was doing a lot of those things, and he did it really well, but it was pretty taxing and wearing on him, and because he was still trying to run his other businesses. You know, where he is a top-notch owner, too, is he doesn't try to run the Storm to be a, you know, over-dominating, profitable business. He does it for the community is really why he does it. He didn't want to see it disappear and go away. He thought it was too great of a product for our community. And there's other franchises and teams that their owners do it because their sole purpose is to try to make money from it.
He's Curtis Riggs, head coach, Sioux Falls Storm, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. We've been talking about this throughout the course of the year, just the motivation and what keeps guys coming back and, you know, what keeps that the fire in the belly. Now that the arena's closed out, you closed it out on the winning streak, you won another championship. Moving into the new event center, is that something that you guys can use for motivation to say, you know, we want to be successful in this new venue?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It was funny because, you know, there's representatives from all the teams here, and they were able to get a tour of the new event center, and all of them, I think, pretty strong consensus was, oh, great. Now we have to try to, you know, it's already tough enough to try to out-recruit the Storm, and now they have this facility to recruit guys to. And there's no hiding anything about it. We'll use the event center to help attract more talent here. I mean, people are going to want to come and play in this beautiful facility, and it's going to be a lot of fun to be in there, and it's going to have all the, you know, the nice bells and whistles. The city's done an unbelievable job there, and, you know, Todd is going to make sure our guys look the best out there on the field, and it's going to have a brand new field that I'm sure will be unique in some way, because that's, you know, Todd is all about appearance, and the players love that kind of stuff.
When you look at the league itself, 14-game regular season, just a 2-game playoff system, and was it a 20 or 22-game roster for a game? Of those three, do you like what you see, or do there have to be some improvements to those three issues?
If I were to rank them, I would say the roster, the 20-man roster, they really need to consider that.
Go back.
And if anything, just go back to what we had. Second would be the 2-game playoff. But the one really nice thing about the 2-game playoff is when you only have, you know, a limited number of teams, it really makes you work that much harder to make sure that you're getting in there, that there's no gimmies. Now, this year, though, I felt like it was decided pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of it didn't work that way. But I could see in years past how it would be so back and forth coming into the last week. And then the third would be the 14 games, I think, is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, though, that the playoffs will increase because they will get more teams in the league.
Yeah, you got Billings coming in next year. And we've heard maybe two more from the commissioner, which, you know, and they've always said it, and I know you've said it too, Coach, it's not necessarily getting teams just to get teams, getting the quality teams that will help the league.
Yeah, you know, I really stay oblivious to a lot of that talk of when Todd and the owners are talking about that stuff, but I did hear, yeah, it sounds like they have two very, very solid cities and even an existing franchise that it is going to join our league that I think people will be very impressed with. I did hear also all the other places that want to get in, and I sat there just baffled by, one, how would that city ever think they could have a team in the IFL because of either being too big or just way too small.
Mm-hmm.
And then some places where I was like, wow, they have something there that's already really good, and they want to join our league. So I think our owners are really doing their due diligence about being very selective as they try to continue this growth.
I know you've been meeting with some of the players already, veterans. What timetable do you give them to decide whether they want to come back or not?
Well, most of them, you know, they give us their commitments or I'm wavering or I think I'm done in this meeting. And then sometimes we always plan that there's a good chance things could change. A lot of the guys want to come back, though. A lot of the guys want to come back and you know, defend their titles and then open up the new event center, too. A lot of the younger guys that we're able to bring in, really excited about football. And then I think that kind of rejuvenated some of the veteran guys, too. So I think we'll have a good core of guys back. And then we'll see which ones wait a little while to make their decisions. And there will be a few that hang it up, though.
8 rings, 10 years, Sioux Falls Storm. They win it again. That doesn't get old, hosting that trophy, though. Hosting the
No, that never
hosting
gets old.
Hosting the trophy.
I know that the guys had a lot of fun with that thing. with all the, you know, we had some gatherings, and they were getting all kinds of pictures with that. Deservingly so. You just put so much work into it. And it finally is a chance to just take a breath and, wow, this is what we did, and here's what we have, and it was worth every bit of it.
Well, just make sure. I know there's a couple of guys on this team that played for Billings in years past. They're not allowed to go back, you know, with that new team they got next year.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, that's funny. That's always a thought that comes to mind. I'm sure the Billings people definitely feel that way. You know, we met with Manai and Charlie today. And Charlie's a mainstay in our community. He's doing so much with youth ministry that I you won't see Charlie leaving. And Manai said he can never play for any other team in our league. And then, you know, Manai is, I think he'll finish his career out with us. And I told him as long as he's playing, I'll try to keep coaching because he's by far the greatest, most dominant player that people just don't really realize because he's a lineman, and you don't ever talk about linemen much.
Hey, Coach, I know you got more. The Curtis Riggs Show, the last one of the season tomorrow night, 5:30 here on KWSN. We'll save all the big game details with you and Rich. But, hey, congrats. Thanks for the time you give us during the season. You're always great. And we'll get you back on, though, to talk about the Curtis Riggs Football Academy during the summer.
All right. I appreciate it. Yeah, we got some things coming up July 10th. Tyler Starr is coming back to do a clinic. So that'll be exciting to have him leading the kids through some drills.
All right. We'll talk more about that down the road here, Coach.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Curtis Riggs.